We're talking with Ron Deutsch, the executive director of the Fiscal Policy Institute, which works on revenue issues, particularly at the state level. Ron, I understand that the state has been facing some real fiscal problems due to the downturn in the economy from the COVID crisis. How bad is this situation recently? And, you know, should, you know, Cuomo be threatening cuts while he tries to pressure Trump and the Republicans to introduce some type of major economic stimulus relief package?
Yeah, so it's bad. It's worse than I think I've ever seen in my lifetime in terms of lost revenue. So, you know, we're looking at $62 billion in lost revenue over the next 4 years through 2024. And really about $30 billion over the next 2 years in the state budget alone. So without question, this is a very difficult situation for the state. And ideally, you know, the federal government should be coming through with state and local fiscal relief. Because remember, local governments are also suffering substantially right now as well. So, but obviously, it doesn't look like things are going to be moving forward in Washington. It seems like the sad passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the fight now to nominate a new Supreme Court justice and get a new Supreme Court justice in place before the election is really going to make any kind of deal that much more difficult to achieve. So it looks like we're not going to be getting bailed out by the federal government, and we're on our own.
Well, I should probably disclose that I have, over the decades, been active with the Fiscal Policy Institute. But I know that the FBI has, you know, always made the point that the rich of New York should be paying their fair share of taxes. If you look at the combination of state and local taxes, we actually require low-income New Yorkers to pay a much higher percentage of their income. But there seems to be a renewed effort to tax the rich to deal with this budget shortfall. Can you describe what does that actually mean?
So there's certainly a number of advocacy organizations and unions have been pushing for some time now, even before COVID hit. We were facing, a sizable budget deficit as well. And we were urging the state to ask the wealthiest among us to help fill that gap. So we had been promoting things like the millionaires tax, where we're looking to ask people making over $5, $10, $100 million a year to pay a little bit more. But I think, you know, we've got some really kind of renewed energy into this push. And I think, you know, polling data has clearly suggested that 90% of New Yorkers support asking billionaires and multimillionaires and folks who have second, third, or fourth luxury homes in New York City valued over $5 million to pay a little bit more. So we think that's completely reasonable. Also recently, 105 majority members of the New York State Legislature, both in the Senate and the Assembly, signed a statement of principles asking the governor to make sure that before we ask those who have suffered the most under this pandemic to face dramatic cuts in services, that we ask the wealthy to pay a little bit more. And the wealthy in New York are doing just fine. Actually, New York has about 118 billionaires, and those folks have seen their incomes increase by about $77 billion since March. So, you know, the wealthy aren't bearing the brunt of this pandemic. You know, they've flock to their homes in the Hamptons to kind of ride this out. But, you know, the reality is they're doing just fine economically. But it's the average New Yorker that's suffering, right? We had 2 million people go on unemployment in New York. 98% of them had incomes below $68,000 a year. So we know that the folks who are on unemployment are the ones that are really having the hardest time economically right now.
Well, you mentioned Governor Cuomo. He has not been at all supportive, as far as I can read in the media, about supporting taxes on the rich. Why is the governor so opposed to making the wealthy, who, as you point out, have done quite well during the pandemic, chip in to help deal with this crisis?
I feel like, the governor is operating kind of on two levels right now. First, he doesn't want to kind of tip his hand, I guess, as it were, to Washington to say that, oh, we might increase taxes on the wealthy if we don't get anything from Washington. I mean, he's right in the assertion that New York should get relief from the federal government for this. We deserve it, and it's the right thing to do for the feds. But he is also strongly signaling that, some days he's open to the idea of a mix of cuts and revenue increases. Other days he sounds like, a staunch fiscal conservative saying that we can't possibly tax the wealthy, and using kind of hackneyed old excuses like, they're going to move, they're going to migrate, they already pay the majority of the taxes. And yes, the top 1% in New York pay about 40% of the income taxes. But what he doesn't tell you is that's because they get about 40% of the income. So it's quite proportional to the amount of income they receive to the amount of taxes they pay. So, we have the greatest income inequality of any state in the nation, and we can begin to reverse that through tax reform. So we just saw New Jersey actually just passed a budget that increased taxes on people making over $1 million to 10.75%. Our top rate for those making over $1 million in New York is 8.82%. So we think there's certainly room at the top to increase our top marginal tax rates on the personal income tax. And if we just did what New Jersey did, we'd have $5.2 billion more in revenue that we could use to mitigate very harmful cuts to nonprofits, to state agencies, to education. The list goes on and on. And I feel like a broken record saying this, but it's just completely unfair to balance the budget on the backs of those who are suffering the most.
Well, you mentioned earlier that a majority of the Democrats in the state legislature, Democrats have majority in both houses, have come out in support of this tax the rich effort. Where do the two majority leaders, Speaker Hastie and Senator Stuart Cousins, stand on the issue of making the rich pay their fair share?
I think they've certainly signaled that they are interested in making the wealthy pay a little bit more as well. But there's been no action on their part to move that forward. So, everybody is in this holding pattern waiting for Washington to act. And that simply is not a strategy because, while the governor is threatening massive cuts, he's actually withholding billions and billions of dollars to cities, towns, villages, counties, nonprofit organizations, state agencies. The list goes on and on. So, he's basically making cuts without making cuts. And as you may remember, when we did the budget in April, there was language inserted that gave him the power to do this. But once he made the cuts, the legislature should have 10 days in order to come up with their own plan or to accept his cuts. But since he's doing this in the form of delayed payments or withholding, that's not triggering that particular mechanism. So, I think the legislature is just as culpable, or legislative leaders, I would say, are just as culpable as the governor. I think legislative leaders need to get back to work, and they need to get back to work immediately.
So we're out of time. I've been talking with Ron Deutsch, the Fiscal Policy Institute. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. If people want to weigh in this issue or get more information, how best do they do that in 15 seconds?
I think they can go to the Fiscal Policy Institute's website at fiscalpolicy.org. There's a wealth of information. Also go to Budget Justice New York. And there's more information there, but people need to start talking to their legislators and pushing them to do the right thing.
Thank you very much, Ron Deutsch.